This is Claire Gunner with a commentary on pages 224 to 227 of The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. I chose this passage because I thought it was the most well-developed and apt metaphor for Trujillo's regime in the book. Comparing the dictatorship to an episode of a television show reflects the book's representation of popular culture, and more specifically as it pertains to science fiction. I noticed in one sentence, all the people in the community. The word community is in quotation marks to communicate that the meaning of this word is completely opposite to its conventional denotation. The dictionary defines community as the people of a district or country considered collectively, especially in the context of social values and responsibilities, or as a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. In the context of the passage, placing quotation marks around the word community shows the extent of the departure from fraternity and solidarity that the Dominican Republic under Trujillo has experienced. Like the residents of Peaceville, everyone is looking out for themselves, and who can blame them? Even Abelard, who is an upstanding and community-minded doctor, decides to keep his head down, his mouth shut, in order to protect his family. Contrary to what Trujillo and many other dictators have claimed about their ties to the common people and the adoration of the popular front, the book explains that the dictatorship in the DR led to the dissolution of unity. The island, in this sense, comes to contain not a community, but a group of terrified and silenced individuals who are unable to protest for fear of elimination. When this notion is joined with the odd nostalgia that many older Dominicans feel about the days under Trujillo, when nobody had political freedom, but everybody had food to eat, it is interesting to characterize the conflict that results as one between ideology and reality, between physical comfort and metaphysical distress. Can people's ideals ever truly be realized? How much are people willing to sacrifice for an idea? There are other words and expressions in the novel that are similarly capitalized or placed in quotation marks to comparable effect. As a stylistic element of the novel's narrative, I wondered how we can understand these grammatical tics with respect to the text's treatment of dialogue and also its larger agenda. This passage may characterize Trujillo's regime as a sort of extended and more horrifying episode of The Twilight Zone, but the novel repeatedly refers to Trujillo in very extreme terms. One of these interesting comparisons is that between dictator and writer, which is in the footnote on page 97, where it says, "What is it with dictators and writers anyway? Since before the infamous Caesar-Ovid War, they've had beef. Like the Fantastic Four and Galactus, like the X-Men and the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, like the Teen Titans and Deathstroke, Foreman and Ali, Morrison and Crouch, Sammy and Sergio, they seem destined to be eternally linked in the halls of battle." Rushdie claims that tyrants and scribblers are natural antagonists, but I think that's too simple. It lets writers off pretty easy. Dictators, in my opinion, just know competition when they see it. Same with writers. Like, after all, recognizes like. Oscar and Junior are both writers, and then there is the consideration of the actual writer of the book, Diaz. What is your opinion of the possible similarity between dictators and writers? How does it affect our perception and understanding of the novel's central characters, and the book's purpose as stated in the prologue, as a sort of safa, a counterspell against the fuku that appears to have plagued the Cabrals and their associates since Abelard said the bad thing? The writer-dictator comparison also made me think in turn of the recurring image of the Pagina en Blanco. Belli's life prior to her rescue by La Inca is described as their very own Pagina en Blanco on page 78, where the proprietors of said Pagina are Belli and La Inca. The footnote on page 90 says that Balaguer, one of Trujillo's worst cronies, left a blank page in his memoirs with the express purpose that it be filled in with the truth of who killed the journalist Orlando Martinez, even though Balaguer himself probably did it. On page 119, the narrator alludes to the day the Paginas en Blanco finally speak, referring to the parts of the story that he has not been able to write. On page 149, the Paginas en Blanco are compared to silence. On 325, the narrator describes a recurring dream he has, in which Oscar appears holding a book whose pages are blank, and describes it as a sort of safa, except for those times when in the dream Oscar has become the man with no face, and the narrator awakes in terror. The Pagina en Blanco, with its ties to Balaguer, further supports the idea that writers are like dictators and dictators are like writers. The use of a pagina en blanco points to a sort of strategic silence, one that avoids explanation but also poses many questions. In light of this notion, is it possible to understand the novel as complete or as a work in progress? What, if anything, supports either of these ideas? And also, what does the relationship between the writer and the blank page say about the function of the narrator in the context of the novel or in the broader context of literature? This passage also establishes a parallel between the way in which Foucault and Trujillo function. The Trujillo has a security apparatus so ridiculously mongoose that you could say a bad thing about El Jefe at 8:40 in the morning, and before the clock struck 10, you'd be in the Cuarenta having a cattle prod shoved up your ass. On page 5, the novel's narrator assures the reader that no matter how many turns and digressions the shipmate might take, it always, and I mean always, gets its man. So, like a Foucault, Trujillo has means of eliminating whatever target he decides poses a threat. Distance and time are no object. In this sense, which may be a somewhat obvious reading of the comparison, Trujillo is a Foucault incarnate that continues to plague the island even after his elimination. The Dominican Republic currently sustains a much lower standard of living than when the Trujillo was in effect. What, if anything, would you add to the Trujillo-Foucault parallel? Thank you, and I will see you on Tuesday.